This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, an absolutely glorious Monday evening. Humidity is down. Temperature is about 75. It's nice. Nice. Got all the windows open, as you can hear, because our trash truck just went by picking up the trash. We got our buddy Stu Smith joining us at the bottom of the hour, about a half an hour from now. Stu's the guy that has all of these unbelievable, sadly true, but just make your mind boggle, the images from college campuses. Just crazy. It's just absolute craziness. And anyway, Stu's got some stuff. And, you know, here we are. We're talking about VCU and UVA and all that other series. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this. All these other events taking place at college campuses. It's clear that so much of this stuff was kind of pre-cooked, right? Pre-packaged. Hey, we're going to send you these really expensive tents. We're going to send everybody a bunch of keffiyehs. You're going to march around. These are the phrases that you're going to say. And you're going to attack the Jewish kids on campus. It's ugly, but there it is. You know, we're coming up on a year. It's tough to believe that October the 7th will be a year. You know, I was supposed to be in Israel a couple of weeks ago, and then the trip got canceled. The Jewish Community Federation of Richmond canceled the trip. And I think they're supposed to go sometime later this month. I'm not going to be able to go, though, because Heidi's going to be out doing stuff. And I've never been, and I'm just so desperate at this point to go to Israel. Desperate, probably the right. I'm desperate. I have to go. I just have to go. And I got to do something. I got to be part of this. And anyway, we've got Bill O'Reilly. He's going to join us tomorrow. Always look forward to chatting with O'Reilly. It's been a while, and he will certainly have some insight into what to expect from President Trump in the debate tomorrow. The day after, Wednesday, which is actually September the 11th, it'll be 23 years since the 9/11 attacks. We'll be joined by Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to talk about that, as well as Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. So a lot of great stuff that's coming up, and I want to share with you a few more of these snippets and just try and make heads or tails out of it. Jerem, if you don't mind, can we do that that Bernie Sanders clip one more time? Bernie Sanders, as you know, an unapologetic socialist. People talk about him as a Democrat. Remember now, he actually sits as an independent, but he, quote, caucuses with the Democrats. 8 years ago, when he was running for president, he was dismissed by most mainstream Democrats as being a mishugana, as a crazy person, because of his far left wing views. These were not left of center. These were not, hey, it's the Democrat Party. We think the government has a role. Scoop Jackson and Doug Wilder, Hubert Humphrey, even that, not that Democrat Party. And the folks then said, no, you're too much for us. Now, fast forward a few years, Bernie Sanders is the mainstream of the Democrats. Kamala Harris believes everything that he does. But take a listen to what Bernie has to say.
She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
And yeah, I am a radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I believe both of them. I do. I believe her when she tells me she's a radical, because she's proven it through her years in public life. She is a radical. And she's going to try and paint this picture of herself as a middle class woman, somebody who probably had to scrape and save at some point, except she never had to scrape and save. There was no scrimping. She and I are about the same age. I'm going to tell you right now, her family wasn't busy cutting coupons. Not a chance. Mine was. My mom figured out a dozen different things to prepare with ground beef and noodles. We didn't have Hamburger Helper. We had Hamburger Helper Helper, all right? She wasn't in that situation ever.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
And if we want to get completely and totally honest about it, she spent a good chunk of her life living in Montreal, Quebec. She wasn't even living in the United States. And where they lived in Montreal, Westmount, out on the island, is a beautiful area, and there are no middle-class people in Westmount. They are all upper-middle-class and upper and upper. So I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what she does tomorrow. Well, we should just vote for her because we need a woman as president. Well, I don't go along with that. I think if there were a woman running for president who had great ideas and great vision and great policies, I would be more than happy to vote for them. For me, anyway, personally, I am not overly concerned with whether it is a man or a woman who is running for office. I look at the ideas. I look at what it is they believe in. And let me give you a little snippet from The View. This is that, what is it, Alyssa Farah Griffin? I don't know what's happened to her. For a period of time, she seemed to be kind of a mainstream, maybe even an establishment Republican. She served in the Trump White House for a short period of time, right? But now she's on The View, and I guess there's something in their coffee. Take a listen to cut number one.
And the reality is you shouldn't underestimate Donald Trump. He's now done more presidential race debates, I should say, than anyone in history. And he's somebody who came up on television. He's a communicator. He's somebody who's used to speaking to a mass audience. If he can stay focused and he stays to the core issues, economy, border, it's a good night for him. But we've also seen the world in which he shouts out the Proud Boys, or he talks about Hannibal Lecter, or he gets into name calling. That could go against him. To Kamala Harris, she needs to look presidential. We're incredibly backwards as a country that we've never had a female president. So for a lot of people, seeing somebody up there who's a woman who might be our first female president, she needs to seem commanding. She cannot get too in the weeds on policy. She needs to talk about it, but can't get sidetracked. Big picture, how will you demonstrably make people's lives better? How will you turn the economy around? If she can do that and not get rattled by Donald Trump, it'll be a good night for her.
So we're a backwards country because we have not had a woman president as of yet? Man, that seems awfully bigoted, doesn't it? Really, that sounds to me like a bigoted phrase. Are you only going to vote for someone because of their gender? Or because of their skin color? Because of their religion? Because if that's the case, I think you're a nitwit. But doesn't it sound like that's what she's saying there? I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping, honest to goodness, I just screwed that up. But I don't think I did. I think it is a sad situation if that is really, honestly, how you are deciding who should be the leader of this nation. I know there's some who are going to get suckered in with some of the social media influencers, right? I mean, you go back 20 years, there was no such thing as a social media influencer. If you would have told somebody that was going to be your line of work, they would have looked at you, first of all, and said, what is social media? And secondly, what is an influencer? And how do you put the two together? Well, now you have folks, TikTok in particular, very, very quick little snippets. Your kids, your grandkids are consuming that as information, as news. And some of them, I do believe, sadly, will absolutely vote based on the nonsense that they see there. And it's very surface level. But she also said, oh, she shouldn't really talk about policy, but she should talk about turning the economy around. Well, how about asking her why the economy is screwed up in the first place? Doesn't she have to answer for that? Madam Vice President, your first day on the job was January the 20th, 2021. What have you done in the last 3.5 years to secure the border, make sure the economy is working properly, and, by the way, when did you notice that Joe Biden had lost his ever-loving mind? And why did you lie to the American people about that? Those are questions I'd like to hear. I don't think we will, but I think those are some of the biggest issues out there. Tomorrow morning, John Reed is going to be here, 6 a.m., right? Right at 6, you're going to tune in. You got Gary Hess delivering the news, and then it's John Reed. Now, you know, John and I team up every couple of months. We do politics and pints, and we've been opening it up to more and more and more people. So coming up on October the 16th, down at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell, we're doing our 8th iteration of Politics and Pints. Obviously, I will be there. Obviously, John will be there. Those are really the two most important. But we've got Brian Kilmeade coming in again. He had so much fun last time. We've got Dana Loesch coming in this time. This will be a first. She'll be joining us. Oh, and then Guttman, Howard Guttman. What are you going to do? We have like a whole diversity thing, so we're including one crazy left-winger, and that's Guttman. But other than that, it'll be a great time. The only way to get tickets is to go online to WRBA.com. We don't sell them at the door. We're not giving them away as prizes. Please don't ask me because I don't have any. You've got to go to WRBA.com, get your tickets. 515 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.